in the future and relive it again. And get a chance to go, see, I was right. It's just like me having this book representing the past, right? Now I'm in the present and I bring the past with me into the present and then project it in the future because I interpret everything in terms of this right here. So I shoot this pod and then when I arrive there, I say, see, I knew it was going to be here. But that's what we're doing. We're taking our past with us, surprised that it's here now. You with me? Yeah. Okay, so if you sit up here now, the attack had no effect.
So we really didn't have any other relationships.
We haven't had a real relationship yet. We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
Because a real one is peaceful and sane and satisfied. Mm-hmm. A real one.
Always.
Always. The practice ones, well, you know what those are like. Don't we? Some of us more than others. A lot of us had a whole lot of practice. I'd rather go out with them. You mean the person that had about 10 relationships that didn't work? Because I know by then, they got a pretty good idea of what's going on. What I would venture to say, at some level, there's some improvement, no matter how minute. I'm sorry, I refuse to believe the other way. That you can keep doing something over and over and over and over and over again with the purpose of getting better and never improve. I don't believe that. Me, that's just my belief. That I have nothing to do with you. That's what makes us separate. You got your beliefs, I got my beliefs, and we have to kill each other over them. How about that? Because we all know my way is the right one. And I'm just waiting patiently for you to realize that. Right?
Right.
Well, why would I fight with you? Why would I argue with you? Why would I try to make you do what I wanted you to do or see it my way? I must think my way is the way. And it is. It's like telling somebody, well, I heard that you was really self-righteous. Well, that would be a problem, except that I'm always right.
Think about that for a second. It's like, some people going, what the hell?
I say, take it slow, because the court said take it slow. That's why I always stop and mess around a little bit. So there's a reason. You got to chew, then swallow. Or by the end of the class, you'd be... Although you have attacked yourself, you will be demonstrating that nothing really happened. Therefore, by attacking, you have not done anything. Once you realize by attacking, you have not done anything, it hasn't really worked, then you would no longer see any sense in attack. For it manifestly doesn't work. And it doesn't and can't protect me. So in order to stop attacking, I have to realize attacking won't protect me. Breathe. I don't have the money for the lawsuits, please. Okay. The pod is playing a room full of dead white folk and the black dude stands up there. In Colorado, I'd just be in trouble. They don't mind locking you up in Colorado, boy. Okay. Ooh, I've just been enjoying being black since I realized I'm not.
You enjoy being black too.
Yeah, it's like you can have fun being white when you realize you're not. And you can have fun being a woman when you realize you're not. And you can be fun being a man when you realize you're not. But when you think you are, it's lots of therapy. So let's go slow. He says that once you see that attacking will not do anything, then you'll no longer see any sense in it because it manifestly does not work and cannot protect you. Yet, the recognition of your invulnerability has more than negative value. Okay, but I'm telling you, in seeing yourself as who you really are, I didn't say who you think you are, I said who you really are cannot be hurt. That's a very powerful qualifier. Who you really are cannot be hurt. So he says, but once you realize this, you no longer see in a sense an attack because it doesn't work, can't protect you, but it has more than negative value. It also says if your attacks on yourself have failed to weaken you, you are still strong. If all the stuff that you tried to do to yourself, to hurt yourself, really didn't truly weaken who you really are, you are still strong. You are still strong. You are, no matter what you've gone through your whole life, you are still strong. You are still strong. Some of you are dying slowly. That's okay. Go ahead. That's all right. Because I know when I'm doing it good. You, therefore, have no need to equalize the situation to establish your strength. Mm-hmm. I'm still strong, so I don't need to try to do anything to bring you down in order to establish how strong I am. I'm still loving, so I don't have to do anything to bring you down just to show I'm more loving than you. See, if I'm already cool, I don't have to do nothing to you to try to equalize the situation so that I feel better. So the person who knows that they're strong, that is the person that's not always criticizing, attacking, and hurting other people because they feel like they're strong. Attack comes from a sense of powerlessness. Attack comes from a sense of powerlessness. Attack doesn't come from a feeling of strength. If you're strong, then there's no need for you to attack because you know you can't be harmed. And if you're truly loving, you know you can't be harmed. That's what's the cool part about becoming truly loving. The minute you really let love come through you, love protects you. And now notice I said, let love come through you. I didn't say you were the one that was supposed to make the love. Mm. I'll say it again. I'm not talking about you making the love. I'm saying it's about you getting out of the way so that love can come through you and take care of everything for you. You're learning how to get out of the way so spirit can work through you. You're not the one to generate the love. That's why it's so hard. You trying to make yourself love people. Based on a list of criteria you learned from the past that may have nothing to do with them whatsoever. And you're wondering why it's hard to love people, because it's not up to you to do it. So you need to stop trying to love people, which is pretty easy. You ought to try. It's so much easier to be yourself, and then when you're yourself, you let the love come through you, and you'll magnetize people to you who love you just the way you are. And then you just stand up there being yourself, and they're receiving everything they need, and that they would call love and be sharing their appreciation for you, and you wouldn't have done anything. How would you like that for your social life?
Yes.
How would you like that for your social life?
Yes.
Would you like to be surrounded by people who needed you just the way you are? And the way you are is exactly what they need, so therefore they're not trying to change you at all, because who you are is exactly what they want to have. Is there anybody in here that wants that?
Yeah. Hell yes.